This week's parsha is Parshas Nitzavim. It is the final parsha of Tafshin Pei Beis 5782. As we prepare to usher in the new year, Rosh Hashanah, may it be our bracha and tova. Yamal Hashem kol mishal sabenu for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Nitzavim is a very beautiful, very stirring parasha. And in Perek Lamed, we have Inyani Teshuvah as Moshe rouses us and stirs us to repent and come close to God. How does Nitzavim begin? Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Tes. Atem Nitzavim hayam kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are standing today, all of you, before Hashem your God. Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zekeinechem, Vishotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Your heads, your tribes, your elders, your officers, every man of Israel, Tapchem, your children, Nesheichem, your women, Vegercha Shebekar Machanecha, the convert that is in the midst of your camp, Michotevitzecha, Adshoiv Memecha, from the hewer of wood to the drawer of water. Moshe says, you are all standing here. You are all alive. You are all hearing me. All sectors and segments of Klal Yisrael stand before me today. For you to pass into the covenant of Hashem your God and to his oath, that the Lord your God enacts with you, effects with you, forges with you today in order to establish you today to him as a nation, and he will be to you for a God like he spoke and like he swore to your forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Not with you alone do I enact this covenant and this oath. Those who are here today, standing today before Hashem God, and those who are not here. And so the covenant of Torah is binding and everlasting, lenetzach l'nitzachim, for all generations of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, again in Perek Lamed, gives us stirring words of teshuvah and repentance until Hashem our God. How apropos that Nitzavim is read, the final parsha before the new year, the final parsha of Eloh. Parshas Vayelech, which is next week's Parsha Be'ezer Hashem, read during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, begins as follows. Vayelech Moshe Vayedaber Shadvarim Ha'elo Kol Yisrael. Moshe went and he spoke all of these words to the children of Israel. Vayomer Aleim, and he said to them, Ben Meya Ve'esum Shana Anochi, I am 120 years old. Hayom, today, Lo Ucha O Lo Tzei V'Lavo, I am not able anymore to go out and to come. And Hashem spoke to me and he said, you will not cross this Jordan. Hashem Elokecha Hu Over Lefanecha, Hashem your God, he will cross before you. Hu yashmina sagayim el mafanecha. He will destroy these nations before you. The Yerishtam, you will possess them. Yehoshua, hu over lefanecha kasher dibra Hashem. Yehoshua will be the shaliach of Hashem to cross before you like God has spoken. I know this year, Nitzavim Vayelech are not read together. However, the Vart that I am going to give you today is so beautiful. It comes from Rabbi Shalom Rosner in the Sefer Shalom Rav, Volume 2, that I think that it is worth it to go through. It is kedai to learn this far, even though Nitzavim and Vayelech are separated this year. Rabbi Shalom Rosner teaches as follows. The Bavitcher Rebbe, citing Rav Saadja Gon, claims that many view the parashur of Nitzavim and Vayelech as one parashur. So even though this year we read them as two separate parashios, nevertheless, according to Rav Saadja Gon, it's really just one parasha. Nitzavim Vayelech constitute one Torah portion, one sedra. The parashio used to be broken down differently than they are today. For example, Sefer HaChinuch splits Parshas Mishpatim into two, with the second parsha beginning with Im Kesef Telava Es Ami. So the parshas used to be divided differently, and according to Rav Saadja Gon and the Bavitcher Rebbe quotes it, Nitzavim Vayelech were one sedra. Rabbi Shalom Rosner teaches, if we think about it, the words Nitzavim, which means standing, and Vayelech, which means going, are actually two opposite ideas. Nitzavim means standing, immobile, not making progress, standing firmly in place. Interestingly, Vayelech means just the opposite. Vayelech literally means Vayelech, and he went, which indicates moving, walking, progressing, going forward. The great Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal explains, we require both elements in life, Nitzavim and Vayelech. A person needs to be able to stand firm in place, and a person also needs to be able to move forward in life. And so these two ideas, which at face value seem contradictory, are actually not contradictory at all. Standing firm, Nitzavim, represents stability, represents reliability, represents strength. A king, for example, remains stable on his throne. Those who wish to see him must come from afar because he remains stable. And so Nitzavim represents the idea in life that we must be stable, we must be reliable, we must be strong, we must be able to stand firm in place. For example, he brings us an example from Parshas Shmos, Perek Beis of Parshas Shmos specifically. When Miriam stood beside the Nile River to see her brother and what would happen to him, the Pasuk says, Perek Dalet and Shmos, Pasuk Dalet, Vatei Tatsav Achoso Meirachok, L'dea Maya Aselo. His sister stood from afar to know what would happen to her baby brother. What is the root word, the verb that describes Miriam standing? Vatei Satsav. She stood in place. Her standing has the same root letter, says Rabbi Rosner, as Nitzavim of our Parsha. Her standing had a purpose. It was based on her principles. And she, Miriam, the great Nevi'a, stood firm by her principles. On the other hand, Vayelech relates to movement, going, growing, walking forward, growth and expansion. The combination of simultaneously standing firm on the one hand, Nitzavim, and moving forward on the other hand, Vayelech, represent each one of us, our ability to grow, our ability to move forward. What a fantastic and important lesson for the final Shabbos of the year. We all have to be able to stand in place. We must be able to stand by the principles of Torah, the Emes Amito, not to compromise or waver when it comes to Avodas Hashem and what God demands of us. We must not compromise our position of strength or growth. On the other hand, moving forward, Vayelech, represents we all have the ability to grow, to achieve, to reach higher heights. We shall never be so firmly entrenched in place that we're not able to grow forward. Rabbi Rosner says, for example, when a person grows in his knowledge of Torah, there is a danger that his newfound sophistication may negatively affect his prior quality of simple faith and dedication. He might think too much of himself. He might think, now look how much I know. It might negate his emunah pshuta, who he used to be. The more we know, says Rabbi Rosner, the more we might forget that we cannot comprehend everything. We must retain a childlike naivete we had with respect to certain aspects of emunah pshuta, faith in God. Excuse me. Similarly, with respect to business, once a person succeeds, he should not forget what it was like when he struggled to support his family. I'm so sorry, the phone never rings in my house, so I didn't even think to put it on mute. Oy vey. I'm so sorry, 1 second. Yes, Michal, it's as a normal person who lives in a house where sometimes, almost never, the phone actually does ring. Let's go back to Rabbi Rosner. Karen? Similarly, with respect to business, once a person succeeds, he should not forget what it was like when he struggled to support his family. He should learn to pray with the same sincerity. I'm going to add even maybe more sincerity now that he's successful. He needs more siyata d'shmaya, as he prayed when he felt hopeless. So our ability to stand in place should not negatively affect vayelech, our ability to move forward. And similarly, our ability to move forward should not affect our ability to stand firmly in place. As we read these parashios, concludes Rabbi Rosner, at the end of 1 year and the beginning of a new year, our challenge is to harmonize within ourselves, Nitzavim, standing firm with Vayelech, the ability to move forward. Says Rabbi Rosner, the stability of simple faith, Amuna Pshuta, together with constant growth and expansion. And I know that it's on both Parshios, and I know that this year Nitzavim is not read with Vayelech. Nitzavim, standing firmly in place, is read at the end of 1 year, and Vayelech, the ability to move forward, is read in the beginning of a new year. But I cannot think of a more beautiful lesson to leave all of us with as we conclude Tafshim Pei Beis. All the lessons that we learned this year, all the mitzvos that we did, all the Torah levels we reached higher, must make us be able to be Nitzavim, stand firmly in upholding the truth of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, of making a Kiddush Hashem, of not compromising our principles, of keeping and standing with Emunah Pshuta before God. And yet, that should not negate our ability to be people who are vayelech. We must always be able to move forward, to grow, to climb another rung on the ladder. V'hinei malachim elokim yo'olim v'yardim. But we always have to be olim, going up. And that only comes with vayelech, if we're able to move forward, learn more, access higher heights. Make time for another shir. Listen to another Dvar Torah. Read something else. Another Kapitel Tehillim. Always moving forward. More Tikkun Amidos in the new year. And perhaps with this combination of Nitzavim and Vayedich, we will be'ezer Hashem b'zoche to a year of tremendous success and tremendous growth in all areas of Avodas Hashem. I wish every single one of you a kesiva v'chasima tova, ashana tova umivu rechas, be'ezos Hashem, kasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, lemancha, elokim chaim. Thank you so much for learning with me. I wish everybody a wonderful day, a Shabbat shalom, and ashana tova umisuka for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Kol tov, and thank you so much.